G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
With representatives from 29 countries and 13 international organizations, the G20 Sherpas meeting with the task forces on climate and hunger and the G20 Finance Track Coordinator, Ambassador Tatiana Rosito, highlighted priorities such as inequality reduction and climate change combat. The importance of concrete and coordinated measures to face the climate crisis was highlighted at the opening session. Ambassador André Correa do Lago, leader of the Task Force on Climate Change, underscored the need to integrate this issue into governmental policies and financial flows.
No G20, a declaração importante é a declaração.
He says, at the G20, what matters most is the leader's declaration, which is negotiated by the Sherpas. So this meeting is really important. This year, all countries present have suffered from exceptional circumstances of climate change. So I believe the leaders will indubitably need to reflect this awareness that keeps growing with climate change. In addition to climate change, the meeting addressed the creation of the Global Alliance Against Hunger and Poverty. Saulo Arantes Seolin, General Coordinator for Food and Nutritional Security at the Brazilian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, announced that the task force has practically concluded its work and that a document is ready to be adopted during the next ministerial meeting. He explains that all delegations, including G20 member states and invited countries, unanimously supported the work of the task force for the creation of the Global Alliance Against Hunger and Poverty and for its launch. All of them want to join the Global Alliance once it's launched. The Brazilian G20 presidency, through Ambassador and Sherpa Maurício Lírio, highlighted the need to face inequalities in the social and racial realms and access to resources as a wider agenda for sustainable development. The Brazilian Sherpa says, it is time to make a general assessment and to pave the way for the second half of Brazil's G20 presidency, when we will have a large concentration of ministerial meetings. This is an opportunity for us to advance the priorities Brazil has established for the agenda, which have been well received until now. According to Tatiana Rosito, this joint journey of the tracks, unprecedented at the G20, allows the work to progress with a focus on continuously building consensus. She says, I believe that the main element is to keep the Sherpas informed of how the work is going, both in the task forces of the two tracks and in the finance track. Because when the work is done, the leader's declaration will include paragraphs about economic and financial themes. The G20 Sherpas meeting in Rio de Janeiro serves as a reminder of the priorities and the challenges the largest international cooperation forum seeks to address. This is Pedro Sardinha reporting from the G20 Newsroom in Brasília.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.